Wake up with the K-Rock Morning Crew.
It was a big weekend this weekend for rock and roll with the Hall of Fame inductions going on. Red Hot Chili Peppers inducted into the hall, but the Guess Who and Rush? Not so much. Kiss? Not so much. Bon Jovi? Not so much. There are more bands out of the hall that should be in than are in, and yet the Hall of Fame still takes time to... Now, picture this induction ceremony compared to what maybe Geddy Lee might have to say on the podium. And I think that they sound completely different. And the fact that these clowns are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, with all due respect to their, you know, maybe three or four really cool tunes, you look at a catalog like Rush has, and the fact that they're not in is ridiculous. But these guys inducted on Saturday night.
Can you give 3.5 minutes to hip-hop and the Beastie Boys from me? Y'all, now here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with Ad Rock, MCA, and number three, Mike D.
Pretty sure Geddy Lee had much a very similar acceptance speech if Rush were in fact to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And yeah, you know, you got to fight for your right to party and girls, and yeah, they've got three or four decent tunes, but. Certainly, I mean, you look at, once again, I could name these bands, Kiss and, you know, Rush and the Guess Who, and it goes on and on and on.
But maybe the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is just genius in that they know every year they don't put Rush and Bon Jovi in.
No.
People around the world are saying, where's Rush and Bon Jovi?
No, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is political, is what it is. But regardless, I thought that, did you hear the Green Day induction speech for Guns N' Roses?
Yes.
Did you hear the, like, when they were welcoming Duff up on stage? This is really, really, really cool. Maybe one of the coolest introductions for a band to be inducted in the Hall of Fame that I've ever heard. By the way, Axl did not show up.
The first time I saw Guns N' Roses on MTV, I thought one of these guys could end up dead or in jail. The opening riff of Welcome to the Jungle is a descending trip into the underworld of Los Angeles. This ride was not about parties, glamour, or power ballads. It was about the seedy underworld of misfits, drug addicts, paranoia, sex, violence, love, and anger in the cracks of Hollywood.
Jeff, Sarah, and Tony, the K-Rock Morning Crew, weekday mornings on K-Rock 105.7.